Iraq's interim prime minister makes his first official visit to neighboring Arab countries this week. Iyad Alawi has said he wants to open a new chapter in the region. However, relations already are strained by Iraqis' accusations that money is flowing to the insurgency over the borders of Jordan and Syria. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis have sought refuge in Jordan, and that also complicates any new relationship between those two countries. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Jordan.
The large asphalt parking lot a few miles outside of the center of the Jordanian capital is known as Iraqi Square. More than two dozen taxis with Iraqi license plates stand idle, doors wide open, while the Iraqi drivers drink small glasses of hot sweet tea. They share complaints about the problems of picking up passengers on the Jordanian-Iraqi border, the long lines, the hours of security checks.
I mean, they treat us badly here. The Iraqis has nothing to do here. He cannot do anything. It's like a servant come to Jordan and he will serve the Jordanian people.
How many Iraqis are in Jordan? There are no official figures, says Jordan's foreign minister, Marwan Moasher. Estimates range between 300,000 and 600,000. More try to come to Jordan every day, says the foreign minister.
No question that there is a problem at the border. We are dealing with 5,000 to 6,000 people a day. And because of the security issue and because of our concern for people who might be coming for other than legitimate reasons, a large problem has been created. It is not acceptable.
To most Jordanians, the war was not acceptable. They blame the chaos, the insecurity next door, on the American invasion of Iraq, says political analyst Labib Kampawi.
You can safely say that the spillover is negative, and it is not. We have not seen the end of it. We have just seen the beginning.
The growing insurgency next door threatens the stability of Jordan, a country of 5.5 million people, says the foreign minister. The flight of Iraqis across Jordan's eastern border is straining the country.
Jordan is a very small country with very limited resources, and our ability to absorb numbers such as these we are talking about is extremely limited, if not zero.
Iraqi businessman Dafer Salbi has no plans to take his family back anytime soon, and he doesn't have to. The few Iraqis wealthy enough to put a $150,000 guarantee in a Jordanian bank can qualify for a one-year residency. Salbi is going to pay the money again because he doesn't believe Iraq will stabilize anytime soon, as long as American troops remain in the country.
Because the fuel for the whatever we call it, insurgents or resistance is there. If you stop fueling this, it will stop.
So as long as American troops are there?
American troops in the present posture. Maybe in a different posture, I don't know.
He returns to Baghdad every month to keep his electrical contracting business going. He has to make enough money to keep his family in Jordan. He moved them to Amman, fearing they would be kidnapped or killed. For Awas Assad, coming to Jordan with her four grandchildren, her son and her daughter-in-law, was not a choice, but a move to save her life. A human rights activist after the fall of Saddam's regime, Aswad tells a horrifying story in Arabic and in English that begins on the evening of May 9th.
The doorbell was ringing. Me and my husband were in the house, and there were young men standing behind the door.
The killers chose their time carefully, 9 p.m., when the power goes off in her neighborhood every night. They came in darkness and did their killing fast.
They shot about 17 bullets, and we don't know why.
Aswad had to rush her husband to three different hospitals before she found a doctor who would operate. But her husband died the next morning. Then came the threatening calls to her Baghdad home.
After 10 days, استلمنا مكالمة تليفونية بالتهديد بالخروج.
They were saying, you have to leave the country or we can get to the youngest children you have.
Her daughter-in-law continues in English.
We just wanted to
to know why. Why this happened.
The first thing. Why? Why?
We asked them. They said, don't ask. Don't say anything. Just listen. Just listen to what we are saying.
Just leave the country. Leave and everything.
The family now lives in a cramped apartment in Amman. They cannot afford the $150,000 for a Jordanian residency. Until now, no organizations, Jordanian or international, have helped them. By Jordanian law, they will be forced to leave the country within 3 months, back to Baghdad, to confront the threats against them. Deborah Amos, NPR News.